Hello, everyone. Welcome back to our podcast, We Go For It. We're sharing stories and observations for the boldly aspiring. This podcast is brought to you by Norman and Advancing Life Projects. Let us help you advance your life project. Thanks for joining us. We are on our 365-day Best Wishes for You quest. It's March 6th. It's mid-morning here in Geneva, and we've got a kind of a cloudy day going on here. It's unseasonably warm, and we're here to share episode 83, our wish of the day. And our wish of the day for you is, may you possess the consciousness that attracts prosperity to you. May you possess the consciousness that attracts prosperity to you. There are a couple of things here, and we're talking about the first word, consciousness. And if we're going to define it and talk a bit about it, it's awareness. It's being aware. And, well, being aware of what exactly? Well, I think it's really important that we become more and more aware of several things. One of them is who we are and our potential. And I think that many of us, present company included, we don't spend enough time actually thinking about it, researching it, and actively doing something within the area of our potential, discovering what it is, pushing ourselves, learning more about ourselves, understanding that, in fact, our potential is unlimited. It's true that we may be stronger in some areas than others. There are some people who are just naturally very gifted in mathematics, in physics. I know I'm not. I'm not a very visual person. It's very difficult for me to see things that a person studying physics might catch, or a person who's good at it. Then there are other people who are better at writing, people who are better at creating relationships. So we have all this potential. And I think one of the biggest problems is that we're not taught how to invest time in order to discover that. We're not given that idea to, hey, take some time, figure out who you are, go ahead and figure out what, not only what you're good at, but what do you love? So we don't really have that awareness. And I think that's a very important thing to have. So we have to develop an awareness. That's consciousness. Be aware of. Now, you can't become aware if you don't study. And when I say study, I'm talking about studying not just books or reading, although reading is extremely helpful. I always believe that readers win. But studying maybe your performance, if you're talking about sports, or if you're talking about your professional productivity, whatever it is you do professionally, or as a partner, or as a spouse, as a student, you have to study. Observation, reading, listening to people who you might want to learn from. There are really so many different ways to study, and it doesn't have to be a boring experience. It could be exhilarating, particularly if you're studying something that actually means something to you, that actually is important for you, that vibrates with you. Now, what exactly should we be studying? Well, we should be studying a few things. We should be studying ourselves. We should be studying what our talents and our abilities are, what we're good at, what we're not good at. We need to be thinking about ourselves. This is not belly button gazing. Absolutely not. And I think sometimes there are people out there that might say, well, yeah, all you're doing is thinking about yourself. Well, I'll tell you one thing. There are ways to think about yourself. Some of them might be very productive and some of them are not. I'm talking about productive observation of yourself. How am I doing? Am I doing well? Can I do better? How can I do better? What am I good at? What motivates me? You know, I have a seminar that's called Motivation is an Inside Job. Absolutely. But in order for that motivation to take place, you have to figure out who you are. You have to figure out what's important for you. You have to figure out your values, your purpose, it requires some study. It requires reflection. So we should be studying that. We should be studying the laws of our nature, because there are certain laws that affect everything that we do, so that we can harmonize our activities. And thinking's an activity as well. When I say harmonize our activities, harmonize our thinking and our physical actions with law, with natural law. We should be studying that as well. We should also be studying our relationships and our means of communicating with others, with ourselves, and with our goals. These are things that we should be looking at regularly and that we should be observing and working to improve on a regular basis. You see, there is an action bias. I've always said that I think it's very important that we act. But at the same time, our habitual thinking sets up a vibration. Thinking is an action, and it's a very potent action. And what I love about thinking is that thinking is something that you can control if you choose whenever you want to. You can choose your thoughts. You don't have to be wearing the right clothes or using the right gear, for example, if you want to work out. You don't have to be in the right place, for example, to have the books or the resources around you. If you were studying, thinking can happen right now. Your choice of thought can happen right now. And this thinking, well, it's going to set up a vibration. You see, the thinking will lead us to certain feelings. And our awareness of those feelings, that's vibration. And so when we're in a particular vibration, and now we're going to invoke the law of vibration and attraction, we are going to attract those people, those circumstances that are in harmonious vibration with us. So if we endeavor, if we make the effort to consistently place ourselves at a particular level of vibration, I would say most likely, feeling good, positive, constructive. If we put ourselves at a particular level of vibration, we're going to attract those people and circumstances that are at that level of vibration. And, what should we be thinking? Well, that's a tough one, I think. And I think that when we talk about what we should be thinking, we need to be thinking about solutions. We should be thinking about ourselves in a forgiving and objective way. We shouldn't really be, how could I say, consistently putting ourselves down. A lot of people do that. I've done that. And we have to become aware of some unconscious thoughts and feelings that we carry with us from childhood. My own experience bears it out. My first 11 years on the planet were not very pleasant. There was an enormous amount of conjugal stress in my home with physical violence and some very traumatic events that happened. And it was 11 years essentially of being consistently under duress. Very, very strong, consistent duress, stress. Post-traumatic stress disorder, I don't know. I never had it analyzed. Maybe I should. I've worked through it. But I do remember about 25 years later, excuse me, when I was teaching English, I was working with a group of students. And I remember there was this one student. We all became very good friends, really nice people. We were teaching people from all over the world, and they would come to learn the language. And I remember one student. I was just being me. I thought I was happy. I thought I was, you know, okay. And she says to me, you know, you always seem so sad. And it was interesting. I didn't realize. And then the more I thought about it, I said, well, there's something about me that I give off that's actually kind of sad. And it could be that vibration that took hold when I was younger during those 11 years, the first 11 years of my life of stress, consistent stress. There's a certain sadness there and all the things that happened after the broken home, etc. It affected me in a certain way. And I've had to make an effort to understand it and to try and overcome that by changing my thinking, going to seminars, reading good books, choosing my thoughts carefully, making clear decisions. And it's been a daily effort. It's been a daily effort and studying and growing on my part. And so if we go back to this idea that may you possess the consciousness that attracts prosperity to you, you know, when we talk about prosperity, we're talking about a free flow. Prosperity could mean so many things, beautiful relationships. It could mean wealth, money, of course. It could mean an abundance of good feelings, of good relationships, of professional expertise, professional joy. It could mean so many good things or positive things. But if we don't have the habitual way of thinking to attract it, it will be very difficult to attract that to us. So we need to become aware of it. And, you know, what we habitually think about with faith and expectation, we will become, do, and have. So we need to reflect on what it is that we're thinking about habitually. And then we want to change it. We want to take control of it. We want to decide what it is that we are thinking about ourselves, about our goals, about our relationships with others, about our relationships with ourselves. So by becoming aware of our thinking and also becoming aware of who we are and really realizing our untapped potential, that it exists and that should give us hope for our futures, for doing something special with our lives according to our own values and purpose. I must underline that. Then we start to get into a flow. We get into a vibratory flow, and those things that are on that vibration, they'll start to come to us. We will start to experience that prosperity. And like I said before, prosperity means free flow. Free flow of what? Oh, I don't know. Beautiful family relationships, money, great professional experiences. It can mean a lot of different things to different people, but prosperity is your birthright. And the only thing that is preventing you from having it is your way of thinking. You can come up with a whole bunch of different circumstances, a whole bunch of obstacles, and you might be right in saying, yeah, but it's look at all these things around me that are not working. My question to you is, have you explored and studied your thinking as a more than adequate counterweight to all the garbage or all the bad circumstances that are surrounding you? And I'm not ignoring those, nor am I trying to belittle those circumstances around you. They could be very real and they could be very hard. But my question then to you is, what is your habitual mindset? Do you have thinking that is effectively offsetting or outweighing those negative circumstances that are around you now? And there's something that I found that I try to remember frequently from Bob Proctor when he talks about our thinking and the importance of study. And he says that study leads to understanding. Understanding leads to faith. Faith leads to expression. And expression leads to acceleration. Why? Because we're at ease. And acceleration in terms of our results, getting the results that we have decided are important for us. So we have study to understanding, understanding leading to faith, faith leading to expression. we get out there and do and get things done and act with faith because we know that it will happen. And then our expression leads to acceleration, an acceleration of results. And as the great Bob Proctor said, and I remind myself of this frequently because I must, calm down and speed up. And as we part ways, I share my sincere wish with you again. May you possess the consciousness that attracts prosperity to you. Until next time, take care, be kind to yourselves and each other, and remember that ultimately, you hold the key. Thanks for your time.